I don't think we'll be seeing a smash hit Broadway musical about these events anytime soon. Anywho, way back in 1209, the Roman Catholic Church went on a crusade to stamp out a heresy in southern France. There was a group there called the Cathars who rejected certain tenets of Catholic teachings. Specifically, they rejected baptism and the Eucharist, the consecrated elements representing Jesus's body and blood that we use to celebrate communion. Now, it doesn't take a theological scholar to see the tension that would cause within the Roman Catholic Church. And while today we might see some sort of schism or split over this kind of issue, back then, they had a simpler approach. Just kill everyone who disagrees with you and the problem goes away. So the church rounded up a bunch of northern French noblemen who were more interested in the land that was up for grabs than any theological heresy to root out the heretics. The first major town besieged was Béziers. As the crusaders sacked the town, the population that escaped sought sanctuary in the church. And this is what Béziers looks like today. The crusaders know that not everyone inside the church were heretics. Some of them were faithful Catholics, so they asked the papal representative what to do. And he replied in Latin, "Caedite eos, novit enim dominus qui suit eis," which roughly translates to, "Kill them all, for the Lord will surely know his own." Or, as we've come to recognize it today, "Kill them all, let God sort them out." 800 years later, and not much has changed. Sure, we aren't going on crusades and sacking cities anymore, but we are certainly drawing battle lines. And whenever we start deciding who's in and who's out, who's with me and who's against me, who is my ally and who is my enemy, we tend to dehumanize the other. Once we've done that, using violence to get our way seems much more palatable. We can justify outrageous actions because it's the enemy. It's their fault. It's them that started this. The problem is, much like last week when we talked about personal relationships, the way Jesus calls us to go into battle against our enemies looks nothing like this. Jesus calls us to approach our foes in a radically different, upside down way. In our scripture from Luke chapter 6, Jesus doesn't pull any punches. He lays it all out, clear as day. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. Our culture tells us the exact opposite message. Someone hates you, hate them back. Someone curses you, curse back at them. Someone hurts you, hurt them back. Stand your ground. Dominate. We start to see the upside down nature of the kingdom Jesus is talking about in the way we are called to respond to people who treat us poorly. What makes followers of Jesus different is a willingness to reach out in love to folks that don't love us back. To do good to others without expecting good deeds in return. Now, if you're listening to this and you're starting to think, hey, wait a minute, it seems like I'm giving a lot more than I'm getting here. Well, you are 100% right. And in order to live this out in a meaningful way, we have to put the needs of the other above our own, and that's really hard. I know I struggle with it. I think the reason we tend to bristle at this kind of radical love is because it means some of the time we have to lose. There are times when it feels like as Americans, we prize winning above all else. To lose at anything is the ultimate failure, except that here, Jesus seems to be saying that choosing to lose is one of the ways we show love to our enemies. In verses 29 and 30, Jesus talks about turning the other cheek when someone slaps you. And if someone takes something from you, don't try to get it back. If we're trying to live out this call, it means taking a risk. Stepping out in faith and trusting God to do the work of changing hearts, not our unimpeachable logic and clever arguments. I mean, Jesus didn't just say this was a good way to do it. The entire arc of his story and ministry comes to an apex when he dies on the cross. giving his own life as a sacrifice for the sins of the entire world. By almost every metric, Jesus lost, and yet in doing so, achieved the greatest victory the world has ever known. In verse 35, Jesus says that if we love our enemies and do good to them, our reward from heaven will be great, and we will truly be acting as children of the Most High. Christians do not have a monopoly on God. We don't get to swing God around like a sword trying to get our way. Instead, we meet others as God does, with compassion. And this isn't easy. I know for me personally, I get so caught up in what I think is right that I stop seeing the other person and only see their arguments, which I then start trying to dismantle. It's a reaction that feels almost instinctual, like I can't even help it. But I know that when I stop seeing the person, it's impossible for me to see them as God does. God's love and compassion extends to the whole world. So during this season, I want to challenge you to muster enough energy to simply love your neighbor as they are. What does that look like? How does that change your behavior? How does it change your status? What are you risking to love your enemies? Let's pray. God, thank you for bringing us together today to worship you and to grow in you. God, I pray that you would soften each one of our hearts. Help us to see the people that we encounter not as roadblocks or stumbling blocks that are in the way of what we want to get to on our way to perfection, but God, that we would see other people as you see them, as beautiful creations who get to collide with us in beautiful ways and are opportunities for us to learn so much about your creation. About your people. God, I pray that you would soften our hearts in a way that we could encounter each other with compassion, regardless of our beliefs, our views, our ideals, our ideas. God, that we could come together in compassion and encounter one another in that way. So that in doing so, we could share with the world what the love of Christ is all about. Win or lose, that the world around us would know you and see your upside down kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.